Hi, I'm Cassandra Clare.
And I'm Holly Black.
And you're listening to the Tea in the Treetops podcast.
Hi everyone, it's Angela here. Just before the start of the episode, I wanted to mention that we're running a giveaway for our Australian listeners. We have a copy of the first book in the Magisterium series, The Iron Trial, signed by Holly Black and Cassandra Clare on the Brisbane Writers Festival weekend. The giveaway will run from now until next Wednesday, September 16th, so make sure you visit teaintheTreetops.com and enter via the Rafflecopter form. Good luck!
Hi everybody, welcome to Tea in the Treetops podcast, episode 31 today. I'm Angela.
And I'm Philippa, and this is the official podcast of the Tea in the Treetops book review blog. Today is Saturday, September 5th.
And we are pretty much on location. We've just had a hard day's festival activities at the Lovia as part of the Brisbane Writers Festival. And we're sitting down with a beer and digesting the day's activities. So we thought we'd better have a chat about it before we forgot what we'd seen today.
Yep. And so, we're sorry about background noise.
Yeah, because we're kind of in a beer garden, but you know how it is. So anyway, today we had... I've actually been volunteering at the festival, so I've seen quite
I've seen quite a few
authors over the last few days and had some really interesting sessions on. But today was a special YA-focused day. Mm-hmm. So we've seen sessions today from Australian YA authors such as Christine Bonges, Daniel Herborn, Deb Fitzpatrick... we caught a session from John Marsden, one of our long-time, favourite Aussie authors. Mm-hmm. And the action of the day was all around Cassandra Clare and Holly Black, the special guests for the afternoon and evening session for the festival. So, what do we want to say about these sessions? I don't know. You weren't there for the first session.
I have to admit, my stomach won out for session one, which was held at midday. And I went and had a very yummy lunch with my sister before coming along. But that's okay, because I still got to come for the signings.
Yes.
And I picked up
really
books from a couple of them. So,
They were talking about their particular books and love and relationships. And the description says, the extraordinary existence of ordinary humans in YA.
So it was effectively a contemporary session.
They were pretty much just talking about their inspiration for different characters in their books and the way they put their stories together, you know, based on events in real life and that kind of thing. So that was really interesting session.
Yep.
And then we managed, originally the John Marsden session was going to be like a librarian and teacher's PD session, like a professional development. But for whatever reason, there weren't actually many people who came. So they just let everybody in. So we got to go that way. Well, I was in there anyway, but you know.
Which was awesome because, like, John Marsden's obviously a teacher / principal.
Yeah.
At quite a inspirational school, I think, down in Victoria. So
sounds like they do a lot of play-based learning there.
It is really, it's all about giving children the option of having adventures in their education, basically.
Yeah.
So you know, mud pits and, you know, bushland and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
And they get out and about.
Someone that's child is about to start school. I thought it was fantastic to hear. It was fantastic to hear of educators who weren't so pro-curriculum and, you know, admin and ticking all the right boxes and, you know, just really wanted to do the right thing by the kids.
Yeah,
I loved it.
I also liked the things he talked about with relation to the exercises for writing that he does with his classes.
They were fantastic.
When he was saying, like, he gets everyone to he writes down on the board, he gets the class to tell him words relating to, like,
a ghost story
like ghost, haunted house, Friday the 13th, blah blah.
Midnight, yeah.
And then he says, okay, now write a story without using any of these words. I thought that was brilliant. I really like that idea.
Or writing a story about all the one syllable words and things like that. That was great.
Or like without the letter A in it. I thought that's great. Great way to get kids thinking.
I can imagine I'd be going, curse you, if he was my English teacher.
Yes, definitely. Anyway, okay. And then so after that was another session. Oh, sorry, I missed one out before and I was writing these down. We also had a session with Dave Burton.
It was David Burton, Eliza Henry-Jones and Christina Schultz.
Yep, and they were talking about pathways to publication.
Yeah, and they had both sides of the fence there with new debut authors as well as an actual publicity person from UQP.
Yep, UQ Press. So, and also the funny thing with Dave Burton is that it was like a series of coincidences with him, because I caught him first on, but I should have mentioned this earlier, but there's a new podcast for books in Australia called Love Oz YA podcast. I'll put a link in the thing, but I recommend going and talking to it. It's by Braden. Many of you who listen might already know Braden. He's down in Melbourne, a bookseller down there and blogger. But anyway, he talks to Dave Burton on the first episode of that podcast. Okay. So I'd already heard him and thought his book sounded interesting. The book's called How to Be Happy.
Yep.
And then on Wednesday, when I was here for the one of the wordplay sessions, which is a school session, he was actually in that session and yep. and gave this big talk about his book. So then I was like, okay, I'm going to have to buy the book now, because it's just a bit of a coincidence. And it's a really good book. I've already read it. It's only a shorty. It's like 250 pages or yep. something.
And it won the prize for new.
It won the text prize for this year, or for last year, I think. So it's just about, it's a memoir, which is not usually my thing. I don't normally, and it's like basically his journey through high school and going from being not knowing his place in the society of the school, basically, through sort of sexual confusion, and it's basically a coming of age story, really. So him going through school, trying to find his place in his circle of friends and being very confused about who he was, and then finding himself kind of eventually, going through depression, even being suicidal at one point. You know, it's not a happy book a lot of the time. Yeah. It's quite sort of sad in a lot of ways, but it took me right back to being at high school. So it gave me that kind of, oh yeah, I remember those feels. So
positive, really interesting story. About high school. I had a fairly good high school run, I think, out of considering I could have had it much worse.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
I've blocked probably
have a read and
a
see,
bit
see what you think. Yeah. So anyway, he was in this session, and he's really a lovely guy. We might even talk to him at some stage on the podcast. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. So anyway, moving on. The final event of the day was Cathy Clare and Holly Black, mm-hmm. and they had a great chat with Kate Eltham, who is the CEO, or no, one of the bosses of the Brisbane Writers Festival. Mm-hmm. And that went on for ages, like for 2 hours or something. They were just talking about their books and things about their worlds.
I think it was an hour and a half or something like that. I mean, they did about an hour and a half of signing.
I don't know. They did like 2 hours worth of signing, because they signed from like 5 till 7.
Okay. So then it was an hour session and then
and,
2 hours of signing.
There were loads of people that were dressed up in cosplay. The room was like half full of shadow hunters and then half full of people dressed in like Victorian gear and like steampunky type stuff. Oh, it was great. Really good.
They were very entertaining.
It
was a good session.
And we're about to go and see another session with them a bit later on tonight. That's going to be about.
I've had this cider and I'm like, I'm ready to go to bed now.
well, we'll see. We'll see how we go.
Yes.
We met a load of, our internet friends, like bloggers and whatever, who we've been speaking to for online for ages, and people from the Aussie YA bloggers and readers group on Goodreads and Facebook. So it was lovely to meet everybody and nice to catch up with them. And we have got some sound clips from that, mainly the afternoon session. So I'll put them all together and put them in somewhere here.
So at the Brisbane Writers Festival, session one just finished. Okay, and with me is
Kate from Fictional Thoughts.
And what are you excited about in the Writers Festival today?
I'm very excited to see Cassandra, Claire and Holly Black later.
I think that's probably the same as everybody. Very, very excited here as well. And what book are you currently reading?
I'm currently reading The Iron Trials. I started reading it on the train on the way up.
Excellent. Okay, so you haven't read it before?
No.
Are you liking it?
I am. Page 100, going well.
Okay. And do you see the similarities with Harry Potter?
Absolutely. You read it and you go, this is just like Harry, but not. So at least it's got differences.
It is very good, though. There's a good twist at the end. I really liked it. Okay.
And sorry, who am I with now?
I'm Alana. I'm on Twitter, and it's author Alana K.
Author Alana K.
Yeah. Oh, so this means you're writing a book at the moment?
Yes, I am.
Do you want to tell us a bit about it?
Well, it's got different realms, and there's unicorns and dragons and winged people.
So it's fantasy.
It is fantasy.
Exciting. My favourite genre. That's good to know. Okay, and what are you excited about today?
Everything. being everything. In the city is just like a whole new experience for me.
So you're not from Brisbane City,
no,
obviously?
Definitely.
Oh, where are you from?
I
have to add to that, actually, if that's too creepy to have on the blog.
No. I've just moved to outside of Esk.
I have no idea where that is, but I think it's up north. Is that right?
It's just about an hour from Ipswich.
Oh, okay. All right. And what are you reading at the moment?
My author friend, Kai Carrington-Russell, mm-hmm. I'm going to read her Token Huntress.
Okay, so that's a first draft book, something exciting, or has it actually been released?
It's been released. It's on Kindle, and I think you can get it in paperback too.
Fantastic. We will put the link on the blog.
Crystal and Wayland Girl on Instagram.
Excellent. Okay, so I have just gotten into taking lots of bookish pictures. It's very addictive.
It's very addictive.
And it's really quite a big community. I didn't realise how big Bookstagram was. So what are you reading at the moment?
I'm reading Queen of Shadows by Sarah J. Maas.
I've read it. It's awesome.
I bought it this morning.
Oh, it's so good. I won't say anything else. Are you close to finishing?
I think I got 10 more chapters to go.
Okay, all right. I will be quiet. We won't talk about any ships right now.
I know.
Okay.
Ships.
Yeah, you're in for a great treat.
Oh,
I know. Excellent. Okay.
Okay, here we are at in the middle of the Lovia Festival right now. We've got
a bunch of... Or Love YA?
It's Lovia.
Okay,
it's
sorry.
Lovia.
That's okay.
I don't think it really matters. We've got a bunch of lovely Brisbane people here who are part of the Australian Blogging and Read It. What is the name of the group again?
The YA Bloggers and Readers Facebook page.
That's
and
it.
Group.
And Goodreads group. So we're just going to go around and see what everyone's thinking of today and what they're reading at the moment. Shall we start around here?
Okay. I'm Brett Michael Orr and I have a blog of the same name.
Mm-hmm. And so are you here all day for the festival?
Yeah, I'm here for pretty much the entire day.
And what
Sweet.
Excites you? What are you most looking forward to?
I'm most looking forward to hearing Cassandra Clare talk. And
I think
Holly
just
Black
about
earlier.
Everybody.
Yeah.
She's
really keen on that one.
Yeah. Yep. Holly Black's vampire session was really good.
It was? You saw the one over the other side of the river?
Yeah, it was great.
Excellent. That's great. Thank you very much. And what are you reading at the moment?
At the moment I'm reading Pines, which is the first book in Wayward Pines.
Okay, yeah, and are you enjoying it? It's good?
Really, really good, yeah.
Excellent, all right.
I haven't heard that.
Okay, thanks, Brett. Can we move on? What's your name and your blog name?
I'm Maddie. I'm at Paso Maddie.
Mm-hmm. And what are you most excited to see today at the festival?
I think what everyone else is.
Cassandra Clare. That's what we're all here for, right?
Yeah.
What are you reading at the moment?
At the moment, I'm reading Me and Earl and the Dying Girl.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie yet?
No.
Oh, so you're reading a book before the movie?
Good plan.
Excellent, thank you. Okay, well, we'll move on.
Hey, I'm Sarah and I'm from Trees of Reverie.
Hi, I didn't introduce myself before. I'm Angelina, sorry.
Hello.
Hello, nice to meet you.
I'm currently reading Russia by Shirley Barrett. It's a debut Australian author.
Yeah.
And we're currently doing that book for our first ever book club that I've started with the blog at the
moment.
Brilliant,
okay, great. And are you enjoying it? Or?
Absolutely loving it. I'm about 50 pages in so far and I'm just... completely absorbed in the world. That's a beautiful story.
Sounds good. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
You have to tell me your name.
Oh, yeah, Maureen.
And do you have a blog?
I don't actually, but I'm new to the world of blogging, but I might investigate that, soon. Yeah.
And you're enjoying the festival today?
I am very much so. I was really, a lot of people have been saying, talking about Cassandra Clare, but I'm really into John Marsden, so it was nice to meet him in the flesh.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that everyone was able to join in with that one because we didn't think it was going to be like that originally.
That's right.
Thank you. Well, I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
I'm told that you're writing a book,
yes,
so tell us all about
I am. So basically I'm into children's picture books, but also young adult books as well. So I'm writing a trilogy at the moment called The Princess of Portals.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So
great.
Hopefully I get a publisher soon and go from there.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
My name's Malika. I'm actually an Instagrammer first at the Oz Library, and then my blog is the official book blog.
Easy name.
Yeah.
And what are you reading at the moment?
I'm reading... Oh, what am I reading? Oh, I'm rereading How to Be Happy by David because I'm really excited to hear his talk today.
Yes. I actually just read it. Yes, I finished it yesterday. It was great. So, thank you.
And last but not least, we have Jean.
Hi, I'm Jean at Happy Indulgence Books. I have a blog, a Tumblr, a YouTube, a website, Instagram, a Twitter. And I also mod the Aussie YA Bloggers and Readers group.
You're a busy lady.
So, yeah, I'm excited here just to meet everyone in person and also meet Cassie Clare and Holly Black.
Yeah. Well, we might thank you, and we might talk a bit more afterwards because I think the sessions are starting. So thank you so much.
So could you put your hands together and yell and make a lot of noise for Holly Black and Cassandra Clare? Introduce us to Holly Black, this award-winning, amazing author, who also a best-selling author, who is in favour of cats with or without hair.
Holly favours cats without hair. The weirder looking the animal, the more that she loves it.
Ready? You sure you're ready? You really ready?
Yes. Okay, I'll try to be ready. I'm ready.
All right, lightning round.
Okay.
Why did Jason McConnell put him in hell?
I mean, would you go to hell to have unprotected sex?
Thoughts on dragons?
What?
Thoughts on dragons.
Awesome!
Okay. In the Mortal Instruments, you included a forbidden love. What made you want to include something not forbidden?
I mean, because it was not forbidden. I thought that it was super exciting. I thought that a lot of times we get forbidden love and it's like two people whose love is forbidden because one of them is allergic to peanuts and the other one isn't. And I was like, that's not really forbidden. I want to do something really forbidden. But these people really can't be together. And so that's what I thought of.
Are Master Rufus and the Naked Mole Rat linked by any chance? Just wondering, because the Naked Mole Rat on Kim Possible is actually called Rufus. Who knew?
I didn't know that either. Wait, is that an answer? You have to give an answer.
I didn't know.
I would like to think that Rufus was that naked mole rat. He was keeping an eye on Kyle.
That's why he chose him, I guess. Did anyone in real life give you the inspiration for Jason? If so, can I marry him?
Ryan, come up to me during the signing. I'll give you his phone number.
Do you feel like you've made it?
Is that Ursula? I don't think anybody ever really feels that way.
How does it feel knowing that you made people cry by reading your books?
I feel good about it.
What do you think of the new Shadowhunters
cast? I think they're adorable. They're really sweet. They're great. They love the books. You know, I think that they're going to do, you know, the best job they can with the parts. They really do.
Strangest thing a fan has given you?
Blood.
Is there another Mortal Instruments movie?
No, they're doing the television show instead. It's the same company, and they decided they wanted to do TV.
Is Dominic Sherwood cuter in real life?
Yeah, he actually is cute in real life. Some people are less cute in real life. Like, you see them on screen, you meet them in real life, and you're like, oh. But he's actually way cuter in real life, and he has two different colored eyes, and it's really weird. Like, you keep looking at him and being like, oh, that's so strange, but it's like a warlock mark. I like it.
What's the shortest amount of time it took you to finish writing a book?
Oh, I think 9 months.
Okay. Vampire, mages, or fairies?
Go!
Vampires! Did you combine the two in something? Vampires!
Vampires.
Fairies.
Very vampires.
Mages.
That sounds gross.
All right, and that's the end of Lightning Round!
And yeah, we really enjoyed it. And I think I'd definitely recommend volunteering at an event like this, mostly just for the fact that you get to meet loads of awesome people who are also writers or, you know, readers.
Passionate
and
about the whole.
Passionate book people. Yeah, it's been really good fun.
Excellent.
So shall we have a quick chat about what we've been reading? Because it
I
has been
we
a
need
few
to,
weeks.
Because I'm still, I can't help myself. By the time this is up there, people will probably be really over it, but I'm still in major book hangover mode from Queen of Shadows.
Yeah.
Like,
it took me a long time to get over it.
Firstly,
as well.
I've barely read anything because I reread Throne of Glass, Crown of Midnight, Air of Fire, and then I read Queen of Shadows, and I read them all in a row, and that's basically all I've done since we podcasted last.
Yep.
And it was great, and I really enjoyed it. I'm glad I went back and reread it.
Yes.
But I'm finding it really hard. There is a big struggle for me to move on to another book now because I'm still hyperventilating slightly over the ending of that book.
I definitely had a big hangover for quite a long time after reading it too, so yes. I hope everyone out there is enjoying it who is reading it. And if you haven't read any of the Throne of Glass series yet, I recommend you do because...
Do.
Everyone... Read it. Actually, coming up to Queen of Shadows, because it was hyped so much, I've seen a lot of people on Twitter and stuff saying that they're reading it for the first time, like the series, and they love it. Like,
okay,
starting to read it and then going, why haven't I read this before? It's so amazing.
Mm-hmm. I found it interesting because I remember loving Throne of Glass, thinking it was a fantastic book.
Yeah.
And when I reread it, I was like, that's actually a bit weak. Book two, though.
Book two is,
oh my goodness, phenomenal. I kind of merged the two of them into one story in my head.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was really interesting. So if you've read book one and wasn't so sure about it, read book two. Book one is weak in comparison to the rest of the series. It's just great. And I want to talk about things and I can't.
No, we won't say any spoilers. It's okay. But I will say
that...
I want to badly.
So if you read it, tell me and then we'll have a spoiler conversation.
I am frustrated with the way... certain things are going in the story. And if you read my review on my Goodreads... review of it, which is slightly different to our blog review, which is a joint review. I recommend you go and read both of those, by the way. Then I talk about the spoilery things that I'm frustrated with. And it's funny that the community is actually really polarized between
it is
and some
the
of
funny
the issues
thing
that
is,
happen.
I think I would have been on the other side of the spectrum if I hadn't reread them.
Yeah.
The rereading of them made me quite disappointed with specific things, and I don't think I would have remembered that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting because people seem to be feeling either very similar to what I felt or very similar to what you felt.
Yes. So it's all there in our spoilery posts, but we won't talk about it too much now.
There's a spoiler thread on Goodreads. We're getting it all out, attempting to get it all out of our system.
Yep. So you haven't tried to start anything else since then?
I have. Look, I am reading Legacy of Kings. I'm pretty sure it's Eleanor Hartman by Harlequin Teen Australia.
Yep.
And look, it's not that it's bad, but it's another fantasy book. And I think I'm struggling a little bit with it, probably because I want to be back in Ardalan, Terrasen, Wengelin. I want to be back there, and instead I'm not. But I mean, I'm still like maybe 10% in, so there's still time. And I will keep going with it. Yeah, 11% in.
I had a similar problem with, I went on to read A Crucible of Souls by Mitchell Hogan, which by all accounts should have been a really amazing book because he won the Aurealis Award in 2013 and it was a self-published book originally and it got picked up by Harper Voyager.
Okay.
So
they're generally pretty good if it's self-published and then a publisher picks it up.
Yeah, yeah.
I see and potential.
It is a really great story, like the world building is fantastic, the magic system is really cool, but the main character is really kind of painfully naive and just really perfect, like everything he does is great, he's great at everything. I don't know, just kind of, it wasn't quite,
but you just don't know, do you, if you would have liked it more had you
out of a book that I really loved, so it was like it was hard, but anyway, I did enjoy that. It took me a while to get through it because I was a bit hungover, and then after that I've actually quickly read much quicker than that, The Copper Gauntlet by Cassie
Clare.
You've
already read it?
I already read it, yeah.
Oh,
I finished
goodness,
it this morning.
You only started it like yesterday. Okay.
Yeah, I did.
I've got
I
to read
it
too.
Yesterday,
yeah.
And then I started it on the train on the way home.
Yep.
And then I finished it on the train on the way here. So short anyway. It's like 300 pages. It's not very long. And it's really good, but it is feeling very Harry Pottery at this stage.
So even
I know
more, because last time I felt that they were distinguishing themselves enough,
yes.
But it was okay, so you're kind of moving away from that?
I mean, I know in their talks today they have said that it is basically like the same kind of magic school story, but they just tried to turn certain things on their heads, like they tried to change certain things about it. But I sort of read the ending and I was like, okay, this is really feeling like... No, I'm not going to say it because I'm going to spoil it. But anyway, when you read it, just tell me if you agree.
Okay.
But anyway, it's great. Like I read, this is why I finished it today because it was so good. I read it last night for a while as well. Yep. So it was very, very good. I recommend. That only just came out last week. And I got it signed today. Hooray! I also read How to Be Happy by David Burton, and that only took a couple of days as well because it's quite short. So yeah, got lots of side books and they're all already read. And then I'm going to try and read Legacy of Kings as well.
You're going to read that next? Okay.
And I've got Fool's Quest by Robin Hobb, which is like a brick. It's massive.
I'm glad I'm not reading it. It's
so
massive.
I'm going to read that after I finished at the Writers' Festival because I can't carry it around with me.
Sure. I think I'm going to do Ash and Bramble, the Cinderella retelling next.
Oh, yeah. That sounds great, actually.
I think it sounds good.
I'll get a copy
anyway.
Of that at some stage when it comes out.
And I'm just going to say also, HarperCollins released their new, basically their quarter one 2016 catalogue. On Edelweiss, however you want to pronounce it. And some of the covers are just gorgeous, like so gorgeous. I was like, well, how can I not read that book? I have to read that book. Anyway, I put a post on the blog so that you can all glory
they
in their beautiful covers. Lots of great sounding fantasy books there.
Yep.
So that side has kicked in. I'm pretty out of it for the rest of this review.
That's okay. I think that's all we've got for tonight. It's getting late. We need to get to our other session. But if you'd like to send us any feedback, as usual, please email us at contact@teaandthetreetops.com or you can tweet us at teatreetops or at oakenbookcase.
You can also find a list of all the books and other things we've talked about in this episode, as well as all our book reviews at the Tea in the Treetops blog, teaandthetreetops.com. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you, and thank you to everybody we met today at the festival. We had a lovely time.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. I will see you again soon. Bye. Bye.
Talk about.
Let's have more beer or cider.
Let's have more beer or cider. Yeah, that sounds good.